another outside the box, thinking about what we take for granted. Today's topic is our military mind. When some conflict comes up between you and someone else, what do? Beat the crap out of them, or try to resolve the problem in a mutually acceptable, nonviolent way? Well, I hope you said a resolution that was mutually acceptable. And of course, this could apply to nations as well as individuals. But for governments, it doesn't always work out that way. The U.S. has developed a so-called military mind. Wherever there is a conflict, the solution is usually to send weapons, tanks, planes, bombs, occasionally advisors or troops, with the expectation that force and violence will solve the problem. Since the end of World War II, the U.S. has become a huge weapons supplier to much of the world, even to the point where our economy supposedly depends on it. Our most recent conflicts between Ukraine and Russia and between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza are examples. But the U.S. also arms NATO members, Latin Americans, African and Asian nations, and just about any country we have a relationship around the globe. The weapons are supposedly for deterrence, but they almost always get used against other countries or by governments against their own people. The U.S. could say, let's stop the fighting, identify the problems and gripes on each side, come to an agreement addressing part or all of the problem, and end the fighting. But instead it sends weapons, which prolongs conflicts, kills thousands of non-combatants as well as soldiers, destroys homes and infrastructure, and often leaves the conflict unresolved. By taking sides for one against another instead of the side of peace and conflict resolution, the U.S. prolongs suffering, increases death, and benefits weapons manufacturers at the expense of innocent victims in various countries. It creates a so-called culture of force that rubs off on nations around the world, as well as domestically in our country, where police are given license to shoot or kill anyone they think is violating the law. Our foreign policy with Israel is a prime example. Israel's government has been a major recipient of our weapons, including a $20 billion purchase just weeks ago, and also of our military mind, and it has used that mind and the weapons that go with it to win wars or oppress its opponents. Israel has occupied land as a result of successful 1967 and 1973 wars. It has used its military, with weapons supplied by the U.S., to stop Palestinian protests and to kill over 40,000 Gazans since last October. It has used a strategy of military might to defeat Arab neighbors who are objecting to Israel's use of force to oppress and deny land to Palestinians. The Israeli government has also used its own weapons and more from the U.S. to attack other Middle East countries, such as Iran and Lebanon, creating constant tension and strife in the region. It recently did targeted assassinations against political and military leaders. It's no wonder the entire region is a powder keg just waiting to explode. It's not just the Middle East, of course. It's worldwide. According to Wikipedia, quote, the total number of foreign sites with installations and facilities that are either in active use and service or that may be activated and operated by American military personnel and allies is just over 1,000, end quote. Our military might is everywhere. Feeling insecure? No need to make friends. Just arm your country's military to the teeth. And to top off that military mind that seems to guide and control our foreign policy, The so-called defense budget this year is approaching $1 trillion. Think of how many benefits we could enjoy and how many problems, lack of homes, drug issues, poverty, we could solve if we weren't spending more on the military than the next 10 countries combined. I also have to believe that our country would be respected rather than feared much more in the world if we used our resources for our own people and for humanitarian purposes for those struggling in other countries, rather than arming the world with the bombs, military aircraft, and other warfighting equipment we sell to the world. How do you feel about our military mind and how that impacts our world? I'm Larry Danziger, disgusted by our incredible waste of resources and the terrible results they produce.